Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about money. We all live in a capitalist society where money is the tool by which we can obtain or sell goods and services. It is the currency by which we conduct transactions and resource ourselves. Current situation, there is no escape from that, although there are different ways that you can manage some of that. Because of this, obviously, money is one of the consistently leading causes of stress and distress and difficulty in our society. Where we place ourselves and how we see ourselves in terms of social comparison, have versus have nots, is also one of the leading causes of anxiety and status anxiety in particular. We are concerned about where we fit and how we compare to other people. So this week's mind game, the first thing we're going to talk about this week is actually like everyone to consider asking themselves how much stress they experience is actually coming from an imbalance between how they would like to be living and how they're told to live by the market forces, by the things that they see in ads on television, in newspapers, by expectations around, you know, the type of life they should have. I think that's a really important question for all of us. This is a great opportunity to explore and find ways of being able to live within our means, understand our means, and to even try something different. I'm a big believer in trying different ways of showing appreciation, of sharing experiences and finding joy with the people that are important to us. And that doesn't necessarily always have to involve money. Some general budgeting tips. It can be really, really important when we're dealing with money to reduce the propensity for it to cause stress, to understand our own income and expenditure. And some of the ways that you can do that are really, really novel. So get yourself an exercise book or a recycled bit of paper or two and do a spending diary over the course of maybe, you know, a fortnight or a month, and try and actually document and be as clear as possible what you spend your money on. And then with that document, then you can explore opportunities to tighten up or change those spending habits, because most often the way that we spend money is habitual. We do certain things and we repeat them. And have a look at how your income matches with the money that has to come out in relation to bills and things like that. And then with your spending diary, explore some opportunities for saving. Obviously, you don't have to save everything, but it can be really, really important to get into a habit. Again, saving money is a habit that's built on hundreds and hundreds of little decisions. And by doing a spending diary, you might be able to find some ways that you can make some different decisions and put yourself back in charge of your own money. Obviously, this is an area that has a psychological component, but also has a financial component. So all the time, I refer people to financial counselors just to sit down, do some budgeting, to have a look at their spending, to have a look at the areas in their life that they might be able to make some change. And the Salvation Army's Money Care program is one of those. It's a great service for that. So make sense of your finances this week with Mind Games.